dictation for Edith, E-D-I-T-H, McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, February 24, 42, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 4632824. Dear Angela, follow up for Mrs. McKay, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit July. Because of husband requiring care 24 hours for dementia, and the present caregivers are having their own medical issues, elderly, she has decided to pursue active medical treatment that she was forfeiting. Has seen Dr. Akkad recently. There is apparently a mass on the breast area that might require a biopsy. There has been concerns about smoldering myeloma for a new PET scan, CT scan to be done. Needs to restart assessment for bladder tumor cancer with Dr. Liu, L-I-U. She also has a feeling of dysphagia, which appears to be worse to solids, not to liquids, to establish care with ENT. Presently, no vomiting, frequent bowel movements 4 to 5 times a day, however, no diarrhea or bleeding, no abdominal pain, weight is stable from July, presently 155 before 156, during isolated blood, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no abdominal or back discomfort, no edema, has chronic numbness, she's known to have immunological disorder. What is called chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy with prior immunoglobulin infusion back in 2020. That causes instability but no recent falling episode. Has chronic dyspnea but no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, has a sleep apnea but unable to use CPAP machine, chronic chest pain which is not new. Next paragraph, other review system done, medication list review. I want to highlight the bisoprolol, Entresto, furosemide, texnurantin. Next paragraph, weight as indicated above, blood pressure by nurse 132.92, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, I don't see major edema, normal speech, I notice unsteadiness on walking, but no focal motor deficits. Next paragraph. Review note from Dr. Akkad, AKKAD. Review note from cardiology. Presently, no new imaging. The prior suspicious abnormality on the right breast. The last echo from October with low ejection fraction 24%, enlargement of atria, aortic regurgitation, mitral regurgitation, no pericardial effusion. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from yesterday. Excuse me, the most recent blood tests are from October. New blood tests to be done soon. Creatinine at 1.29, which is as high as 1.6 before, with a normal sodium potassium acid base, GFR 42, a normal calcium prior anemia 12.2 with a normal white blood cell platelet, prior pro-BNP close to 5,000. She does have normal albumin, normal liver function test. She's known to have IgG kappa, K-A-P-P-A, with a concentration of 2.4 grams per deciliter. This is from August. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. Next number, right-sided breast mass suspicious for cancer. Next number, smoldering multiple myeloma. Next number, bladder cancer with gross hematuria, no evidence of obstruction, prior resection of the tumor. Next number, social issue, patient taking care of husband who has dementia. Restarting care with multiple specialists as indicated above. From the renal standpoint, we'll see what the new chemistry shows. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Continue to monitor. This is an extensive visit, end of dictation.